countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Well, earlier this week, horticulture farmers, as Dara mentioned there, they gathered outside the Dáil sitting at the convention centre claiming that their sector faces wipeout as peat moss supplies will run out within weeks. 6,000 people are employed full-time in the sector, which includes mushroom growing. Now, Bordnamona has ceased extracting peat for horticultural use, and into the future it will become more difficult to source. The producers met with the Minister with Responsibility in that area, Pippa Hackett, who told them that while peat extraction must stop, she'll look at small-scale extraction for the domestic commercial horticulture sector only while they are transitioning, provided such extraction is legally compliant. Now, Dermot Callaghan is Head of Horticulture with Chagas. Good morning, Dermot.
Good morning, Damien.
Peat, it's an extraordinary substance from the point of view of a horticulturist. What makes it so special and in such demand for them?
I suppose peat is that universal ingredient that has been used, you know, for all plant species in almost all horticultural production systems. So it's one of those products that has some attributes that lends itself to the production of plants. It's a very consistent product. It has a mix. It can be milled after harvesting, so you can generate different particle sizes. So if you look at peat as a raw material, which is developed into a portfolio of different products for different uses in different subsectors of horticulture, it has that nice balance between, you know, air-filled porosity or air space and the combination of high water holding capacity as well. So it gives good drainage characteristics in growing media and is widely suitable. I suppose another important attribute is that it's comparatively lightweight, allowing it and the products grown in it to be easily transported. And it interacts well with existing nursery and farm machinery. One of the key issues with peat is the fact as well that it's stable. So it's well degraded. It doesn't slump in the production process. And it is low in nutrient content as well and low in pH, which this allows kind of accurate levels of nutrients to be added on a consistent basis between batches. So it gives you this batch-to-batch consistency in terms of a raw material.
Yeah.
And then that lends itself in terms of predictability in the production system and trying to hit schedules in terms of output and so on.
Okay, so we can see there how valuable it is to growers, but it will be no more within months and indeed certainly in years. But could we go back to other ways of growing crops with soil? What do we do before we harvest peat?
Well, before, in terms of protected production, soil would have been used and sterilised soil. But you're going back to the 50s and 60s. Peat has been around for decades. So all of the commercial reality for growers in the last decades is that they've been using peat. So stepping back into other soil, into the soil, would be a retrograde step. But what growers are, what's being looked at currently is obviously to try and develop alternatives to peat, and to look at a long list of potential ingredients or constituents
and
that
how
could
are we,
be used in peat.
And how are we getting on with looking at alternatives in the meantime?
Well, I suppose there has been an acceleration in terms of research and development into this sector, into the alternatives to peat's area. But the issue has been, I suppose, that there has been a scramble in the last year or two due to the cessation of Bordnamona in terms of extraction. That has been a scramble for peat supply, and obviously then there's an acceleration now of research and development in this area. Chagas are funding a project to look for peat alternatives currently in the mushroom sector. We've also led an application to the Department of Agriculture with a consortium for a large project in the area covering all the different sectors of horticulture in terms of alternatives. But the challenges could be summarised as finding available and affordable and sustainable alternatives that meet the yield and quality characteristics required by growers. So growers, if you can imagine, you know, you've been using a particular raw material for a very long time, you have to test alternatives. And at the moment, a lot of alternatives that are coming through are blended up to about 50%. But the idea of removing peat completely from a growing media is a big challenge and will require years of research.
Okay.
You see, growers need a degree of predictability. So batch-to-batch consistency of peat growing media means that they can deliver a product, they can get a yield that's required, they can deliver a product on time and they can make a profit and make a living from it. But if they get 10 or 20% of a reduction in yield, for argument's sake, using alternatives, they're out of business.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very, it has to be really researched here before alternatives are put in play, particularly for the professional sector.
Yeah, an ordinary hobby gardener, if they lose 10 or 20% of their crop using an alternative, it's not the complete end of the world, but it is if you're a big business person. Finally, and briefly, the growers say that only 0.1% of peat from the total peatland area is all they need. But the alternative is to import from the Baltics. Is that feasible or viable, briefly, Dermot?
Well, what I'd say is it's important. Peat is going to be required in terms of blending for the next number of years, probably 10 years or more. Mm-hmm. So they're going to need peat. If they can't get Irish peat, they're going to have to import peat. Peat will have to be part of the solution in the transition period to alternatives. It's really difficult to try and see any other way out. So unfortunately, peat from other areas is not the same as Irish peat, and there's a disruptive impact in terms of the quality of those peats coming in and so on.
Yeah.
We're at the end of a supply chain and we, you know, it's going to cause problems in the production system potentially.
Okay, well, as we saw, Minister Hackett engaged with those farmers the other day, so we'll watch very closely what sort of compromise can be brought into place there in the immediate term. We do know the long-term viability of it is not going to happen anyway. So, interesting times. Dermot, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this morning. That was Dermot Callan, Head of Horticulture with Chagas.